Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, which we did last night, I mean, you know, it's good stuff to talk to him whenever we can. Joining us again from the biggest website of its type in the world, the biggest in the gun culture, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. A pleasure to be here.
So let's start out with this. They're still having trouble catching up with you, aren't they? But they did get one published today.
They did.
I didn't see this one the last time. Okay, so we still are managing. Have we raised the bar into what is normal for gun sales in the United States? Is that what's happened?
We have. I believe that is clearly the case. At least. What is normal during troubling, chaotic times with increasing crime, police, talk of police defunding, and complete uncertainty about future politically and distrust of the government. I mean, I think we are there. And it's been that way for close to 2 years now. Now, what's happening is that people are getting more information about what happened, but it's taking a while to get to them, and this increases the distrust of the news media, because basically people have been lied to for a long time, and when you start having major institutions in a society having less and less trust, well, people feel uncertainty, and they buy guns when they can to protect themselves, and that's what's happening with the NICS over the last 2 years, National Instant Background Check System. They left out the B in order to make it a reasonably sounding
acronym.
Yeah. So, but it's the National Instant Background Check System, and it's run by the FBI, which I'm sure did not make the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency very happy, because they would have loved to run it. It's a huge national entity that has millions of checks go through it every year. I think in 2020 there were something like 35 million checks go through it. In my opinion, it's probably unnecessary, irrelevant, and doesn't accomplish much in terms of reducing crime, but it gives us something interesting to write about, because we see trends and facts and that we wouldn't otherwise see, because we don't have a national gun registration system.
Right.
Thank goodness. And so we rely on things like how many checks are done. And the number of checks has been skyrocketing, and the number of firearm sales is also very high. In 2021, we passed the record for the second highest year. Previously, the second highest year was in 2016. And then in 2020, we got enormous records, just completely burned through the record in 2016. In 2016, there were about 16.3 million firearm sales through NICS. And it's always an estimation because there are multiple firearm sales on one NICS check, and then there are cases where you have a person that only gets one NICS check, and that gets them a concealed carry permit, and then they use the permit to buy multiple firearms. So once you have a permit in about 25 states, you don't have to go through the system anymore. Your permit is your NICS check. And, you know, there's also people who make their own guns, so there's uncertainty in the system. But in about twice as many checks are done as there are officially firearm sales. And in 2021, there was, 2020, it was about 21 million. A little less, a little more. My figures were 20.66. Some others have said it's 20.1, 21 point something. But, so that's a big chunk higher, at least 4 million higher than was done in 2016. So in 2021, we've already done 16.7 million, more than was done in 2016. Now, we only have 1 month to go, December, and we're into it.
Right.
December is one of the highest months, traditionally, for gun sales, and it's easy to understand why. Christmas is coming up. People want to buy guns for presents. They're a traditional and common present for Christmas. And we have all this uncertainty, so it's an excuse for people to buy guns. But it appears that our manufacturing capacity for guns, and particularly ammunition, are kind of maxed out. So you can only buy as many as are made. Can't buy stuff that hasn't been made yet. So I think we're going to end up the year with about 18 and 19 million guns sold in, NICS gun sales in 2021. And that's a big number. We probably were able to do almost 21 million in 2020 because we had some inventory that had built up. But now there isn't a lot of inventory out there. There's some. I think we're right on the edge of demand equaling production, roughly. You know, there are some models, always are, that are more popular, and there are others that are not quite as popular. I've been looking at a couple of Kel-Tec models because I just find them intriguing. I fired them at the SHOT Show day at the range. I talked to the engineers who are developing them, and I just liked their concept. So I've been following them a little more closely. And I've been able to get one, the Kel-Tec CP-33, which I think is a fantastic pistol. And I just as a pistol, it's really a very handy, interesting gun, very accurate. But I haven't been able to get a P-17, which, again, is a very interesting gun. I shot it at the SHOT Show. It seemed like a capable little gun.
Right.
But they're just in such demand that if you're willing to pay about 2 to 3 times what the suggested retail is, you can get one. Well, I've seen them drop to about 1.5 times suggested retail. You can get them at that for a bit. But I was able to pick up the CP-33 used, but with an extra magazine and some aftermarket parts, for less than the suggested retail, which amazed me, and it is a fantastic, like I said, little gun, 33 rounds. Weighs about the same as an old Sentinel 22 revolver 9-shot with a 6-inch barrel, and it's roughly the same size, but very, very accurate. Of course, that's probably because I can put an optical sight on it easily, and my eyes are not as good as they were when I was 30. So,
hang on for me there, Dean. We're coming up on the first break. This article, November NICS Gun Sales, it is the latest article printed by Dean Lundgarden, or printed by Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We'll be right back.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking to Dean Weingarten currently. And once again, Dean, who is faster than most publishers can possibly keep up with.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Knicks numbers.
Okay, sure. I'm good.
I want to make clear that my experience with the Celtic Pistols is personal, but it illustrates that we're on the edge of meeting current demand. I mean, prices are a bit high. The way you meet demand is raise prices, then demand drops. And so we're right on the edge of that. And I think that one of the things that is keeping demand at its present position instead of going higher is that there's limited ammunition. I'm seeing some ammunition appear in shops, but it's high priced. And there is only so much capability to manufacture ammunition. It takes significant capital and very specialized machines to increase the production of ammunition. During the last ammunition crisis, several companies increased their capability, notably Fisk Outdoors with the Federal and CCI brand, and also Aguila, I'm probably mispronouncing it, from down in Mexico. I think they about tripled their production and took a big chunk of the North American market, and they do with all new equipment. They're producing what appears to be some pretty good ammunition, too. But even with those production increases from about 2 to 3 years ago, 4 years ago, the demand is so high in the United States that it simply has outstripped the productive capacity of the world to send ammunition to the U.S. and of people in the U.S. from producing enough ammunition to meet the demand. So if you can't get ammunition, people see no reason to buy a gun. And so that's what's where we're at. I think there's the possibility for significant greater demand for guns and ammunition, but we just don't have the capability to produce them at the moment. So if we get a little more stability in the country, I think if in one more year, a little less than a year, in the midterm elections, if the Republicans take control of either house, putting a check on the extreme positions the Democrats are trying to push through, demand might drop a little bit as people will feel a little bit more secure. But counter to that, we have the crises in China with Taiwan, in Russia with Ukraine, in the Iranian versus Israeli and Saudi and United Arab Emirates potential conflicts. So all of this reminds me, although I wasn't alive at the time, of what I've read about what happened in the 1920s and early 30s. You had a rising power. In this case, it's China. It was Germany then. You have a superpower that had been undermined internally in its moral conviction for its maintenance of its peacekeeping ability around the world. That was the British Empire. And in this case, we have the American peacekeeping ability, Pax Americana, I would call it, versus Pax Britannica. And there's significant technological innovation, military innovation going on all over the place. That's what was happening in the 20s and 30s, and gee, don't we see very similar things happening today? So I'm hoping we can prevent a world conflict, which happened in World War II, from happening in the near future, but it certainly is something to be concerned about.
Well, I guess it'll depend on how, if the world holds true to form. Like, we saw a big difference between the day Carter stepped out of office and when Reagan stepped in. And
correct.
We didn't have anything really occurring like we did during the time of Barack Obama. I mean, France took all kinds of a pounding due to terrorist attacks during the time of Barack Obama and during Trump's term. Not so much. So I guess it'll depend on what waits and how long it's going to be. If they're going to fire something up, I guess they better do it. Of course, then they're going to have a whole lot of repair to do to the military.
Well,
first, they're going to have to root out everybody in the Pentagon's going to be fired for the military to get back on track.
Well, there we are, and in the meantime, we're vulnerable.
Yep.
We're vulnerable because it appears that people in positions of the highest trust and responsibility in our government are, frankly, don't appear to be on the side of the United States, think that the U.S. is illegitimate, so that it needs to be, burned down so we can build it back better?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, when you have...
Oh, you're talking about Democrats now, yeah?
Yeah, when you have people in the ruling group that don't have the best interest of your society at heart, that's a very, very dangerous position to be in. And that's what appears to be happening in the U.S. And, by the way, it was kind of similar to what was happening in the British Empire in the 20s and 30s. I recall reading some of the debates in Parliament, when they had the war in Afghanistan around 1900 or so, I think it was a little bit earlier, some of the people in Parliament were saying, well, are you sure, they were talking to their military leaders, are you sure that you only burned down the houses in those villages of the people who did not support us? Now, that, if you look at it from a military standpoint and the ability to understand things in 1900, that's an absolutely ludicrous statement and standard to apply to your own military. And the military only has two options. They can tell you the truth and say, how could we possibly know for sure all these things? Or they could say, lie, and say, well, of course, we did exactly the right thing.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A spike in energy and gas prices is being blamed for rising inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says energy prices rose 33.3% over the last year. Gas prices have risen by 58% as well. Former Senate Majority Leader and World War II veteran Bob Dole's funeral was held at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Speaking at the service, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, explains why the location of the ceremony makes sense.
It's fitting that we're here, surrounded by this World War II monument that Senator Dole did so much to build. A memorial dedicated to 16 million Americans who donned the cloth of our nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reporting its agents encountered just under 165,000 illegal immigrants attempting to unlawfully cross the southwest border in October. Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Fred Keller tells Fox and Friends First, the Biden administration is failing to support border agents.
The vice president supposedly was getting to the root cause, and there's myself and about 100 of my colleagues on the Republican side did something they didn't do, and that was visit the southern border, the ports of entry, and talk to the border agents and the family, the American families that are living on this side of the border.
Millions across the country are getting a white Christmas about 2 weeks early. Winter storm warnings are in effect across sections of multiple states, including Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota. Mountain communities in Utah and Colorado will see snow today, with Park City seeing up to 6 inches of snow. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about NICS checks and numbers and all these other things that have been going along. And, well, where would you like to go now?
Well, I have an article that just came up in the last few minutes. You probably haven't seen it on AMLAND. And it's the last one that's been published on AMLAND. By last one, I mean the most recent. So there'll probably be a couple more in the Kyle Rittenhouse saga. So it has a little different take on it from the article we discussed a couple of days ago. I think maybe yesterday we even talked a little bit about it. And let's go to that for a little bit.
Sure.
Because I discussed some particulars and peculiarities of the weapons law and of what happened in the trial. Now, one of the things that I think has not been talked about very much in the Kyle Rittenhouse saga is Dominic Black connection. Dominic Black is, or maybe was, I don't know, I'm not inside their heads, a very close friend of Kyle Rittenhouse. Dominic Black, 20 years old during the trial, and so he's a couple years older than Kyle, and he purchased the AR-15, Smith & Wesson rifle, M&P-15, that Kyle Rittenhouse carried with him on August 25th. And the reason he purchased it is because there's a quirk in federal and Wisconsin law where it would be legal for Kyle Rittenhouse to buy a rifle from a private party, but he would not be legal. It would not be legal for him to buy a rifle from a federally licensed dealer. And Kyle and Dominic had been to a shop in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, which is only about 50 miles from where I grew up. And Dominic had purchased an AR-15 rifle previously, AR-15 style rifle, to be precise. And Kyle liked it and thought that he would like to get one like it, but he couldn't legally purchase from a federally licensed dealer. And so he and Dominic made an arrangement. Dominic would buy the rifle with money that Kyle provided, and Dominic would maintain legal and physical possession of the rifle until Kyle turned 18, which would have been about, I think, 8 months. And then after Kyle turned 18, they would go through the legal transfer to transfer the rifle from Dominic to Kyle. Well, in between that situation, when the rifle was purchased and Kyle fired it one time, they both say, up in Ladysmith at the private range that Dominic Black's family owned up there, that's when the events on the 25th of August occurred, and it was legal for a 16 or 17-year-old to possess the rifle and to carry it around in Wisconsin. And it has always been legal for a 16 or 17-year-old to possess a rifle and carry it around in Wisconsin. And it could be temporarily transferred to Kyle from Dominic for short-term use. That's not illegal under either Wisconsin or federal law. So a lot of people have talked about how this was a straw purchase, supposedly, and illegal under federal law, but it's not, because under federal law, you have to have a substantial transfer of the firearm from the person who supposedly illegally purchased it to the person who provided the money, who it was really for. And that never happened. The rifle was always under the legal possession and legal ownership of Dominic Black. And it was always under his physical control, or actually the physical control of his stepfather. It was kept in a safe in Kenosha, locked up, for most of the time that Dominic Black had owned it, and just temporarily transferred to Kyle. And all this is easily understood and part of the law. When I say easily understood, I mean by somebody who studies the law, reads the law carefully, and understands what words mean. And it appears that the assistant district attorney, T. Claire Binger, wasn't willing to do due diligence when he charged Kyle Rittenhouse
with possession of
a dangerous weapon.
Call him Trigger Finger.
Trigger Binger. How's that?
Trigger Finger Binger. I mean, when he was talking in his closing arguments, you know?
Yeah. And I have to, we make fun of ADA Binger, and for good reason. But I have to say, I've watched him through hours and hours of hearings and trial, and he's not a stupid guy. He's just on the wrong side of history, and he's just on the wrong side of ideology. And, when you put your fate in with radical leftists who want to destroy the country and make everything over in the image they want, that's not a good thing. And that's where I think he has placed himself. So that's why the weapons charge against Kyle never held up, because he never did anything illegal. He never broke the law. So the question then becomes, who owns that rifle? And it's obvious. Dominic Black owns the rifle. It was never formally transferred as legal possession from Dominic to Kyle.
Right.
Now, you can make a good argument that they have a verbal contract, and that verbal contract is recorded during the trial where they both said that was the intent. But in between, we have the situation where the rifle is seized by the Kenosha County law officials, and it's held by them, and so you can't easily make that transfer. And so I would say, legally, right now, it's owned by Dominic Black. They also have the rifle that Dominic Black purchased, because they seized that rifle, too, at the same time they seized Kyle's rifle.
Right.
Now, under what pretext, it's hard to know. Dominic Black wasn't charged with any crime involving the rifle.
Because it was there, yeah. Most likely.
Yeah. And he, what happened was, is that months after the fact, Trigger Finger Binger charged Dominic Black with illegally supplying a dangerous weapon to Kyle Rittenhouse.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the last break, and we will finish this on the other side. You can find articles based. Dean, I think you said you've written like 21 now. He covered Rittenhouse extensively.
Yeah.
All 30 articles, all waiting for you at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do, and we were just talking about not DeSantis, we were talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. And
the rifles involved in the case and what's likely to happen with them. So because Dominic Glass bought both rifles, and they're both legally his rifles, Kyle Rittenhouse doesn't appear to have a say in what happens to those rifles. And one of the most interesting and I thought dramatic instances in the trial, Kyle Rittenhouse, is when he took the stand and Trigger Finger Binger asked him why he didn't buy a pistol instead of the AR-15 rifle. And Kyle said, well, because it was illegal for him to possess and use a pistol, but it would be legal, was legal for him to have and possess the rifle. And Trigger Finger Binger said, you want to have us believe that it was legal for you to have the AR-15 but not a pistol? And he said, yes. And in that moment, I thought, you know, lots of people are going to wonder why 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse knows weapons law in Wisconsin better than this assistant district attorney who's been an attorney there for something like 30 years. And, well, the reason is probably that ADA Binger didn't want to know that that was the case, because then much of his case against Kyle fell apart. So we have the situation now that Kyle has been found not guilty of all charges.
Well,
and the weapons charge was dismissed.
Can I ask you a question? Do we know if ADA Binger had ever done a criminal case before where a gangbanger or something was involved, and it was an underage gangbanger, and they used a handgun? I mean, I've known you can't buy a handgun until you're 21 since I tried to when I was 18. So that's been quite a few moments in my lifetime. And
right. It's a good question. It appears that, and I haven't found a case, and I've looked a little bit, but it's not that easy. You have to have the right connections, and you have to, you know, the legal search systems cost money to use. And I don't have an account to search the legal cases in Wisconsin.
Right.
But talking to people, it appears that possession of a rifle by a juvenile in Milwaukee and Racine, illegally is, or what appeared to be illegally in Binger's eyes, let's say, is extremely rare. They just haven't had problems with them. That's one of the reasons the law doesn't tell you that you can't have a rifle if you're 16 or 17, because rifles are very, very seldom used in crime, and so it's not a problem. But, so I don't know if Binger has ever prosecuted somebody under this law successfully arguing that the law was different than what it says. And one of the reasons I think this is not a problem, because the standard Wisconsin jury instruction doesn't even, for the 948.60 law, which is the possession of dangerous weapons by a minor, doesn't even mention the exceptions that are in the law. It just assumes that if you have one of these dangerous weapons, it's illegal, even though the law clearly states the exceptions. So I think that's probably because the exceptions have never been needed before.
Right.
That's my guess. I can't prove that, and it's hard to prove that something did not happen. You know, it's just a very difficult thing to prove. I think if somebody is willing to donate a few thousand dollars to do a search of the cases in Wisconsin, we could probably prove it one way or another. But, you know, I think it's just an unusual situation. I mean, I've watched cases in Wisconsin around the nation, and I just don't come up with cases where, juveniles were charged with having rifles when they were 16 or 17 and legally could have them. But what is interesting here is that Trigger Finger Binger charged Dominic Blatt with supplying an illegal dangerous weapon to Kyle Rittenhouse, where two people got killed. That's a felony charge, so there were two felonies, one for each person who was killed. But, of course, with the charge being dismissed against Kyle, there's no longer any crime for Dominic Black to be charged with. So I expect the charge against him to be dismissed on January 22nd, which is the next court hearing, and it's the same judge. I mean, I think that makes it even more likely. Judge Schroeder dismissed the weapon charge against Kyle. He is going to be hearing the attorneys, I presume, asking for a dismissal of the weapons charges against Dominic Black. The law is it's the same law. It's just a one slight paragraph difference. One is for providing the weapons. The other is for having the weapons. But it's under the same 948.60. I don't see how Trigger Finger Binger manages to have a case. There's no case there. And when that happens, it strikes me that Judge Schroeder would naturally return the possessions of Dominic Black to Dominic Black, which would be the two rifles and anything else that Trigger Finger Binger, grabbed from Dominic Black. Maybe they took phones. Maybe they took computers. Maybe they took his father's guns. I haven't heard that, but it's not impossible. So that's where we are. Now, we have seen that Kyle Rittenhouse has made a couple of statements about how he wants to have the rifle destroyed, the AR-15 that he carried that night. But I don't think he has the legal authority to do it. He's not the legal owner. How can you ask for something to be destroyed when you don't own it? Well, I guess you can ask for anything. So I think the what will happen to the rifles is up in the air, and we should know in a few weeks. I'll probably be writing an article about it in the future.
Well, I guess we will see that. So now, given the state of things, I think we probably need to move your first day on the show for the next little bit anyway to Tuesday. What do you think?
Yeah, that can work. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think I just have to make sure that I don't have any long-term, you know, appointments or something that fall at that time period. So okay. I believe we can do that.
Okay. I will buzz you about that, and we will discuss that and make sure that we get that handled. We'll get that handled and stuff. You
well,
can find.
We managed about 9 months from Australia. I think we can manage this.
Yeah. Just have to use a little strategy. But for those of you that want to catch up on Dean's stuff, you can catch nearly 1,900 articles. He's got that waiting for you right now today at amoland.com. It is the biggest website of its kind in the culture. It's the biggest website of its kind on the web. And that makes Dean the biggest writer. Thank you for joining me this week, sir.
It is always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. And as for you and me, between now and then, remember this. We're back on Monday. We'll see what this crazy world tees up and throws our way, and we will deal with it. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.